O Prophet, remind mankind about the incident when your Rabb brought into existence the offspring from the loins of Adam and his descendants and made them testify about themselves. Allah asked them, Am I not your Rabb? They all replied, Yes, we bear witness that you are. This we did lest you, mankind, should say on the day of resurrection, We were not aware of this fact that you are our Rabb and that there will be a day of resurrection. Or lest you should say, Our forefathers started the practice of shirk and we just followed, being their descendants. Will you then destroy us on account of the following of a sin committed by those wrongdoers? Thus do we spell out our revelations so that you might return to the right way. Tell them the story of that person to whom we sent our revelations, but he turned away from them. As a result, Shaitan persuaded him until he became one of the misguided. Had it been our will, we would have exalted him through those revelations, but he clung to his earthly life and followed his own desires. His similitude is that of a dog. If you chase him, he lolls out his tongue, and if you leave him alone, he still lolls out his tongue. Such are those who deny our revelations. Tell them these parables so that they might think over their behavior to our revelations. Very bad is the example of those people who deny our revelations and wrong their own souls. Only he whom Allah guides is rightly guided, and whom he confounds will become the loser. Certainly, we have destined many jinns and human beings for hell. Those are the ones who have hearts with which they do not understand. They have ears with which they do not hear. They have eyes with which they do not see. They are like animals or even worse than them because they are the ones who are heedless. Allah has the most excellent names, so call on Him by them and shun those people who use profanity in His names. Such people shall be requited for their misdeeds. Among those whom we have created, there are some people who guide others with truth and establish justice therewith.